People of the Lie, The Hope for Healing Human Evil by M. Scott Peck, the author of The Road Less Traveled. Book 1, Toward a Psychology of Evil. Dr. Peck. This is a dangerous book. I have written it because I believe it is needed. I believe its overall effect will be healing. But I have also written it with trepidation. It has potential for harm. It will cause some readers pain. Worse, some may misuse its information to harm others. I plead with you to handle it with care. One meaning of care is love. Be gentle and loving with yourself if you find what is written causing you pain. And please be gentle and loving with those neighbors you may come to understand as evil. Be careful, full of care. Evil people are easy to hate. But remember St. Augustine's advice, to hate the sin, but love the sinner. Remember, when you recognize an evil person, that truly, there but for the grace of God, go I. In labeling certain human beings as evil, I am making an obviously severe critical value judgment. But the judgment needs to be made. It is the principal thesis of this work that these specific people, as well as human evil in general, need to be studied scientifically, not in the abstract, not just philosophically, but scientifically. And to do that, we must be willing to make judgments. But such judgments cannot be made safely unless we begin by judging and healing ourselves. The battle to heal human evil always begins at home, and self-purification will always be our greatest weapon. This book has been a work in process. I have not learned about human evil. I am learning. So do not regard anything heard here as the last word. Indeed, the purpose of the book is to lead us to dissatisfaction with our current state of ignorance on the subject. Let me begin by telling you about the case of the man who made a pact with the devil. George had always been a carefree person, or so he thought, until that afternoon in early October. It is true that he had the usual concerns of a salesman, a husband and father of three, and the owner of a house with a roof that occasionally leaked and a lawn that always needed mowing. It is also true that he was an unusually neat and orderly person who tended to worry more than most if...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?